For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A translational research lab has been established with the joint efforts of Arkansas State University and St. Bernard's Medical Center's Internal Medicine Residency Program. Telling us about the project is founder and director of the Translational Research Lab, Dr. Shuxin Wang, and Dr. Sarah Nearing of St. Bernard's Medical Center, who's a co-director of the lab. In this interview, I asked Dr. Wang about the lab and how the research started for this.
This Translational Research Lab was built with the joint efforts of Arkansas State University and the St. Bernard's Medical Center, the Internal Medicine Resident Program. And basically, our research, the uniqueness of our translational research is based on no boundary thinking. This is, we focus on problem defining. The problem will directly come from the patients and directly benefit the patients.
Right. And Dr. Nearing, what do you think about this particular research and how it's going to benefit St. Bernard's?
I think it's actually going to not just benefit St. Bernard's, but the community as a whole, because we're able to combine our clinical expertise with Dr. Wang and her team's prowess in research. She's already done considerable amounts of research and grants and things, and her assistants and their machine-based learning issue that they do, that combined with our clinical exposure, I think will help better define the problems that we're presented with, how to best research those to find better ways to treat the patients in the area. And we have started getting increased amounts of research at St. Bernard's, and we're really starting to dive deeper into that to really make sure that we're providing excellent care for our patients. So I think this collaborative effort is really going to benefit everyone.
When you talk, Dr. Nearing, about research, what are some of the research that could be used for, you know, by something like this?
Well, for example, right now we're doing a research project related to people that come into the emergency room with really bad difficulty breathing. So the people that end up, you know, in the ICU really sick. Sometimes it's hard to tell when they first come in if it's a problem with their heart or related to infection or what's causing that. And so with the aid of the machine-based learning and this algorithm we're developing, we're hoping to better be able to differentiate what the cause is to start treatment earlier so that we can get people out of the hospital sooner with fewer complications. So that's actually our first joint effort we're doing.
I know this research lab is something that kind of focused on a concept that you came up with, Dr. Wang, which was called no boundary thinking. Can you kind of tell us a bit about that, if you don't mind, please, and kind of the premise behind that?
Yeah, the no boundary thinking is a new concept for addressing challenging questions, and the focus is no boundary problem defining. We focus on problem defining. We will apply the most frontier artificial intelligence machine learning technology as well as the knowledge and from a clinical physician directly from patients, and so that we build a computational artificial intelligence system to help patients.
Right. And with that, how is that used by way of, can you give us an example of how that's used to be able to help patients?
Dr. Nira mentioned, the project, related to emergency room patient stratification. That way, when we build the system, when it's become mature, and it will reduce the patient's time in the hospital, it reduces medical cost, as well as increase patient survival.
Now, with this, how have you used students in this, by way of how have students been able to kind of get involved in this kind of research?
Oh, yeah. That's so, for student side, students will be able to say that, how we design the system and how we work together with medical physicians together, develop the system, as well as they have some hand-on activity, they can be involved. Say, right now, we have medical students are helping with the data processing as well as annotate some of the imaging data.
And I understand, Dr. Nearing, that there's in this, there's going to be several kind of different research projects, research areas involved in this. Can you kind of tell us about that, please?
Yeah, we're looking at all the areas where we find difficulty determining things. Like, for example, a common problem in hospitals nationwide is falls in the hospital. So we're trying to develop systems in which we can predict in advance who's the highest risk of falls, and then put into place measures to protect them from falling as best we can. I mean, there are already several theories out there about how to do that, but they have not been completely successful. So we're hoping that this collaborative effort will allow us to come up with a wildly successful way to prevent that so we can keep our patients safe. We're also looking at research with Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and things like that. So we have a lot of areas we're going to dig into.
Dr. Nearing, when you found out about the research that Dr. Wong was doing, what was your thought? You had to be extremely excited about this.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's something I've always kind of envisioned Northeast Arkansas and Jonesboro in particular being an area that people would come to for research because of the fact that we have so many resources and Arkansas State is so well vested in this and has this fantastic research facility. And we have, you know, we're kind of the area to come to for patient care because we're kind of the regional area people. So I feel like this, it's always been a vision of mine to make this like the place to go. And so this, to me, makes that seem more of a reality sooner rather than later.
So let me ask you the same question for both of you. Dr. Wong, how do you see this in the future being something that's kind of, I guess, revolutionary in what, you know, kind of the benefits that as we move forward, how do you see this being kind of revolutionary?
I think this is our joint efforts from the basic science side as well and the clinical side. So we build the translational research lab and I see that it will make impact not only to the basic research side as well as make a translational impact as a clinical side.
Dr. Nearing?
In my mind, you know, my primary focus, of course, is patient care and education, and because I do both of those. And I don't see how you can have education without research. And so as we continue to develop our residency programs here at St. Bernard's, where we train young physicians to become attending physicians, like we're kind of like an apprenticeship, if you will, then I feel like that piece of research is really important to help them grow and develop, as well as grow and develop our community. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity. I'm super excited.
Just another way that Arkansas State's making connections.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Dr. Wong.
I want to add for our translational research lab, I'm very glad that we established this, and as the director and Dr. Neal as a co-director, and I want to point out is you're welcome to visit us. We have two sites. One site is at our A-State campus, ABI building, and the other side, you will see the same sign, the translational research sign, at the seminar's clinic side.
Yeah, so with that, I mean, you're able to do these on both sites. I mean, if you do something there, I mean, how easy is it to transfer from, if you do something new at ABI, how quick is it to transfer over to St. Bernard's?
Oh, it's within second. So right now, we have computer already at the clinic. It's the clinical side, it's our ASU computer, but we work together. And the doctor, Dr. Neon and other residents directly work on the computer. And so that we're doing data transferring within seconds.
Fantastic. So how many people do you have working on this at Arkansas State, and how many do you have working on this at St. Bernard's on that side, if you don't mind, please?
Yeah, right now in my lab here, I have two other faculty members, and also we have graduate students and undergraduate students in the lab.
Very good. Dr. Nearing?
All my residents are invited to participate. So we have 17 internal medicine residents right now. And then me. Right now, our active project, we have 5 of us working on. But they're all planning to get involved. So we're just starting.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. This sounds fantastic. And what it's going to mean for medicine and for the region in that way of the research. This, I guess, kind of the sky's the limit. Wouldn't you say so, Dr. Nearing?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty stoked.
Very good. Dr. Wong?
I want to say that we built this in Arkansas. We specifically want to benefit our Arkansas students, and Arkansas, our patients, our local community.
Very good. Dr. Nearing?
I just really want to thank Arkansas State University for allowing this collaboration to happen. I think it's really a great benefit to both sides and to the community, so I'm really appreciative that they were willing to do this.
Dr. Xuxin Wong and Dr. Sarah Nearing talking about a collaboration taking place between St. Bernard's Medical Center and Arkansas State University. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.